Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, every year I've been doing a little discussion about clutter. I think I do it because it motivates me to kind of keep on trying to get rid of my clutter and get organized. And it is an ongoing challenge. Now, some people have that whole situation down just flat. I know a couple of people who, you know, there's nothing inside at their homes or on their desks. Or that's just the way they are. But for most of us, it's like, okay, we keep getting stuff coming in. Some of it we purchase, but some of it we get in the mail. And, you know, if there's several people in the family, they bring in stuff. And so it's just a constant kind of thing to kind of keep that clutter under control. And, you know, some of the things that I've talked about before, there's some basic stuff. I'll mention a few of those. But I found a piece of information about some research. A 2012 study by the University of California, Los Angeles Center on Everyday Lives of Families, that's what their research was on, found that managing clutter is a crushing problem in many homes and that it is pretty serious for a lot of us. In fact, clutter can be a health concern and raises mothers' stress hormone levels, but not having the same effect on men. Isn't that interesting? Probably you could say, oh yeah, I know that. And as I mentioned, clutter is insidious. It just keeps on creeping into our homes and keeps accumulating and keeps stacking up unless we try to do something about it. Also, they found, and I find this really interesting, that the study found that the single space in a family's home that was the best indicator of how cluttered the entire home would be, this is kind of scary, the front of the refrigerator door. Well, you go in people's homes and they have all these magnets and all this stuff. And, of course, with families with young kids or, you know, grandparents, they may have a lot of the kids' coloring pictures and et cetera on there. But interesting that they found that a cluttered refrigerator door indicated that there was probably a lot of clutter in the rest of the home. So maybe that's a place to start if you want to do a little decluttering, is just at least organize the stuff. Maybe get rid of some things that have been there for a long time. And if it's all magnets, maybe you can get rid of a few of those. And it wouldn't take very long to do that. So that might be a place to start. And that is one of the clues for getting decluttering started, is to start with something small, even if it's one shelf or one drawer, and even start with a small amount of time. Maybe set the timer for 15 minutes and work on it for 15 minutes. But then if you're really mired down, you're going to have to set aside some longer periods of time. But most of the organizers suggest that you don't try to do it all, you know, like in 2 days or whatever, because it's going to come back again. And so it's a kind of a habit of decluttering on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And some people, for the daily clutter, they have a spot, a basket, a something where if there's stuff out of place and they don't have time to go put it where it should be, at least they put it all in this basket and then they can pick up the basket and carry around and distribute it where it should be. And maybe you can even get family members to help do that. So start small and have some good success there. Remember that old thing about, you know, when you're decluttering, that some of it's going to have to go either in recycling or the garbage, but some of it can go to a thrift store, a Salvation Army, wherever, where if it's something usable that you haven't been using, you know, help, let somebody else use it. And when do you do this? Again, you know, you just kind of need to keep up with it. But I think right now, we're kind of in the middle of winter. Right now would be a good time to look at your winter clothing. I know I've just found a couple of pieces, a shirt and a top, that I don't think I wore last year. I have not worn it this year. It is going away. So somebody else can get use out of it. It's perfectly good. And might as well let somebody else use it because it's taking up space in my closet. And, you know, when you get everything in there and you can't see what you have, again, it probably leads to not using some of the things that you would because you don't know what's in there. You can't find it. The other thing, of course, that happens, and you know this if you have a lot of clutter, is that things easily get lost, like where did the keys go? And you spend extra time looking for the keys. Or where was that bill that needed to be paid and it doesn't get paid in time, so you end up spending more. You know, there are quite a few disadvantages to having lots of clutter. So it's a good idea to get that taken care of. Now, some other information I found, and I think I haven't necessarily looked at this before, and that is, what's your clutter personality? That where we need to start is in our heads and think about why that clutter is there. Well, again, there are probably other people in the household that are helping you, and they may fit one of these personalities also. So then it becomes a team effort to try and get that clutter under control. In this piece of information, the first personality they say is the hoarder. This might come in handy someday. Well, I'm guessing I've done that. In fact, I have a drawer full of ribbons and things. I'm thinking, someday I might have a project where I need that. Well, I probably won't do that. So let's get rid of those. And for some things anymore, if we get rid of something and we need to replace it, if it's not very expensive, we can go find a replacement. And that might be at some kind of used store where we don't have to spend a lot of money. If it's very expensive, you probably give it another thought. But I think kitchen equipment may fit in that category. There are some appliances, the small appliances, blenders, but there are lots of specialties, the hot dog cookers. You can list a bunch of those. That, again, if you don't use it, well, pass it on. Let somebody else use it, and you probably don't need it replaced. So the hoarder. This might come in handy someday is one of the personalities. Another personality that they say is the deferrer. I'll think about that tomorrow. People like that are guilty of the set-aside. I think most of us call us procrastinators. We'll do that tomorrow. I have more things I need to do today, so tomorrow I'll have more time or I'll have more energy, and then that gets put off to the next day and the next day. So remember, it's easier to keep a rolling stone in motion, that is to pick it up and start it rolling the first time rather than letting it sit there and gather moss and clutter. Another personality they mention is the rebel. I don't wanna and you can't make me. Now, this might have been something that came from growing up when children were being forced to always doing pickup, and they're not going to do that anymore because they're adults. Well, maybe need to just think about that a bit and say, okay, that time is over. Now it's me who's in control, not somebody else, my mom or somebody else tell me this is what you have to do. And lastly, personality, the perfectionist. Next week I'll organize everything perfectly. And that is, you probably open cupboard doors, drawers, and you'll find everything arranged perfectly. But in the meantime, there's a stack of stuff that needs to be put away. So for that person, remember the 20-80 rule. 20% of every job takes care of 80% of the problem. And fixing the remaining 20% gobbles up 80% of the job. So just give yourself a little leeway and think not everything inside needs to be perfect. A couple of other things that specifically, if you have a lot of toys from kids, you know, they need some place to put those toys. Maybe there's a basket they can get into and out of easily, but then some extra storage that every once in a while you change those toys out. And home office, that's a good place. This is my thing I got to do. Clear your space on your desk daily, either before work or after. And whenever your brain can most use a rest. You don't need a lot of brain power to do filing and throwing away and so on. And, of course, have some space, whether that's a shelf or a drawer. You need space to put the stuff that you really need. So, you know, most of us can use some help in decluttering, and this is a good time to do it. Until next time, here's a thought. A clear conscience is a sign of a fuzzy memory.